favors. When you in paper, they turn into haters. I'm through doing favors, I'm through doing favors. When you get paper, they turn into haters. Yeah. I won't call them shakers, but I send them later. Yeah. I'm through doing favors, I'm through doing favors. Yeah. I'm through doing favors, I'm through doing favors. Yeah. When you get paper, they turn into haters. Yeah. I won't call them shakers, but I send them later.
Yo, what it do, people? It's your boy D-Bonz 317 coming at you with another hit, another banger, whatever you want to call it. Welcome to the D-Bonz show. Today we're going to talk about Deshaun Watson, the Houston Texans quarterback. The latest has been 16 lawsuits has been filed against the Houston quarterback. 16 lawsuits allegedly sexual assault or improper contact has now been filed against Deshaun Watson. In the most recent filing, the claim of called Watson a serial predator. That predator. I can't say that word. A-T-O-R. Predator. The lawsuit, which was filed on Monday night, an appeal on Harrison County District Clerk website Tuesday morning, alleging that Watson assaulted and harassed the plaintiff by exposing himself to her and touching her with his penis. The incident allegedly took place in the California, just second of the 14 allegedly took place outside of the Houston area. The travel message there allegedly that when she arrived at the address Watson gave her, he led her on a room and locked the door behind him. After Watson allegedly forced plaintiff's hand onto his penis during a massage, he allegedly told her, "I would not have signed a NDA, but do not ever talk about this." Watson attorney Roger Harding has issued a statement that allegedly misleading, and that any alleged that Deshaun forced a woman to commit certain acts is completely false. In the statement, contact that one of the plaintiffs prior to any illegal party attempt blackmail Watson. Harding included this claim from Barr Watson, marketing manager, in which the story attempt $30,000 was detailed. If you have not been keeping up with Deshaun Watson, he asked for a trade. The lawyer that stayed next door to the Houston Texans, they all got the same lawyers. All the accusers have the same lawyers. They're just trying to rule his reputation because he asked for a trade. We know J.J. Watt's love. We know everybody leave, you know. The total lawsuits is filed against Deshaun Watson is 22 has filed against Deshaun Watson. You just don't understand what really going on with Houston. Houston do have a problem. You know, it's sad. On Tuesday afternoon, two other Deshaun accused came forward publicly to share their identity, their experience with Watson, to stand behind the allegation of the sexual assault against him. Sarah Barbershop of ESPN has quoted from the press conference from Ashley, one of the women, to disclose herself as a plaintiff in a lawsuit which now numbers 22. Foul against Deshaun Watson. I got into the message there to heal people, Solis said. To heal their mind, their bodies, their being peace to their soul. Deshaun Watson has robbed me of that. He took that away from me. He tend a professional in which I took enormous pride. I suffered from panic attack, anxiety, and depression. I'm in counseling as a result of Deshaun Watson's action. I hope he knows how much pain he has suffered and claimed emotionally and physically to me. And I hope he knows how much pain he has on other survivors. People say I'm doing this just for the money, so I said that is false. I came forward now to so Deshaun does not assault another woman. And then somebody else. If this tend to be true, but it's crazy that they all came out after he asked for a trade. That's why I think it's just a little bit red flag. In my opinion, it's not, I'm not blaming the victim or anything like that. I'm just saying it's just unreal that 22 people all came out. 22 people all came forward after he asked for a trade, and they all got the same lawyer last time I checked. If he did do this, it's sad that he did it. If he don't do it, they owe him a big apology. And he should sue everyone. You know, when it comes to NFL player, you got to be careful around women or anybody. You got to be careful around. When you are at a level where you at, your statue, like, if you a big-time YouTuber, a big-time basketball player, football player, if you see how Peyton Manning and all of them carry themselves, but we don't know what happened behind closed door. You don't know what happened behind closed door with Tom Brady. You see Mayweather. You see Mike Tyson. You see R. Kelly. All these people who has higher stature, like Bill Cosby. Everybody is a well-known. Then they easy to get a woman, and women are easy to get with them because of their title and their rank. If he was like an average Joe like me, this would never came out. But since he played in the NFL, since he's the face of the Houston Texans, and since he's a quarterback of the NFL, period, you got to be careful when you go to the NFL. This is all for the fellas. When you make it where you want to make it and you reach your goal, say you a millionaire or a billionaire, you a well-known superstar like LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, rest in peace. If you like Jay-Z and are a biggest rapper, do not bring females to your room. Do not bring females by yourself. Always have cameras on you all the time. I know it's like, oh, that's interfering on privacy. But this in the long run would save your ass if something do pop up, or somebody's trying to blackmail you, or somebody try to say you sexual assault them. These are allegations. These not haven't been proved facts. These are, it's, you know, so for the female, I can't really speak of females who been sexual assault. It's got to be bad to feel that way because nobody don't believe you. Then when you come forward, people don't believe you. I know I kind of contradict myself, but with this case, it's funny because he asked for a trade. It's not funny, but he asked for a trade. I know it's like a conspiracy theory in this, but it's just unreal that this even happened. I don't know what to say, but you know, it's, I hope it's not true. I really do, on both parties, the victim and the defendant, the plaintiff and the defendant. I hope it's not true. I hope they do give him his trade. He need to be out of Texas because now the relationship with the Houston Texans is tainted with the owner. You know, you you want to mess this man's career up so bad that you pay somebody to do it. If this is a conspiracy theory with this, and you know, and I don't see, you know, it's gonna be anytime soon. But that was your daily 10-minute news. I just want to talk about, put my 2 cents into it. It's all my 2 cents, my opinion. So if you get mad at yourself. I'm out. All power to the people.